private business, private little club. From everything that we know, this was going to be the last get together, last hurrah, last party that they were having in this location. They were going to close. They were going to shut down. We had officers in the area. I think there's been some confusion. We weren't there at the club itself. The club had its own private security, armed security hired for this event. Shortly after midnight, approximately 12:34 a.m., officers actually heard shots fired, multiple shots began ringing out inside the building. They immediately went running as hard and as fast as they could run. The sheriff's deputies doing the same thing. They went as fast as they could to get to the entrance of the volume lounge. As you can imagine, something like it going on. Everybody inside the building is trying to get away. They're trying to rush out the two or three entrances that they got or exits that they have. A large volume of people running outside. Very chaotic scene. The only thing at that point in time the officers and deputies know is there were multiple gunshots in the building. They don't know who did it. They just know somebody was in there shooting. They immediately rushed in without any regard, trying to find that threat, trying to neutralize that threat, and hopefully prevent any more loss of life. They quickly, thoroughly cleared the building, trying to locate the threat. Once they determined that the threat was still was not there, wasn't present, they immediately began trying to find the victims in there, render aid. Paramedics were dispatched. They arrived on scene. They'd done an excellent job transporting all the victims to Union City Baptist Memorial. Except I think there were seven victims total that were shot. One, unfortunately, Mr. Omarion Harper. He's a 23-year-old resident here in Union City. Unfortunately, lost his life. We have a person of interest, and we're going to do our due diligence to try to locate this individual and get him in here, get him interviewed, and we're going to go from there.